and to make us overcomers once again, to build our faith in you. And we thank you. Father, look upon these people, all of these, Lord, your children. Lord, let them be able to hear a word from you. As I speak, Lord, you talk to them through the words. And Father, I pray that there be a quickening of their soul and spirit, that they will have life from the word, that living word that will come forth. And Father, I thank you now. I thank you for what you're about to do and what you've already done. I thank you for your presence, your manifestation, and the joy that we have from being in your presence, and the pleasures we have from knowing you. We thank you, Lord. Father, accomplish your will. Holy Spirit, move and have your way. Do whatever you see fit to do in this service. We thank you now, Lord, for blessing us and keeping us. Let your peace abide. Let your blood be applied. In Jesus' name, you're holy, you're holy, you're holy. And we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want to use for a thought entitled continuing in the way that we've been going. A victorious life through faith. But I want to use as a sub, and I want you to think about this, a faith that obeys. Okay, he says, he gives the order. He says, now it's time to shout. You see, we sometimes shout prematurely, and I'm not talking about shout, don't wait till the battle is over, shout now. I'm talking about in our obedience to God. We begin to cry out with disgust and discouragement and depression. We begin to cry out because we haven't seen God move in 6 days. We open up our mouth and begin to cry, and our tears fall, and we don't know what to do. Amen? But Joshua said, hold that up until I tell you to shout. And on the seventh day after the horns blew, Joshua said, now shout. But I like this, because Joshua told them to shout, and he told them why you ought to be shouting. See, sometimes people shout because they see other folks shout. You ever been to those churches where they don't nobody move, don't nobody say nothing, but then all of a sudden when one person jump up, oh, then everybody else, oh, come on and say amen. Why are they shouting? They don't know. They shouting because he's shouting. I'm rejoicing with them that rejoice. That's okay. But I need to know why I'm shouting today. And the reason why I'm shouting, Joshua says, the reason why you shout is because the Lord has given you the city. When you realize that God has given, and look, the Lord had given them the city. He told them to shout, but the walls were still up. The walls were still intact, but he told them, this is the time to shout. We need to know when is the right time to walk and then the right time to shout. Come on and say amen here. Joshua said, it's time to shout, and God has given you the city. When you think about that, and when you get it in your mind that God has delivered into your hand what he said he would deliver, when you're that close to what God has for you, then it's time for you to shout. When you're that close to what God said you can have, then it's time for you to open up your mouth and give God some glory and some praise. Now, the Bible tells us in Psalm 100, he said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and that he has made us and not we ourselves. We need to know that we can make a joyful noise. I don't care if you can't sing a word or hold a tune in a bucket, but I guess what? You need to understand that you got to make a joyful noise unto the Lord when God has given you the victory. Come on and say amen here. He told them, first of all, he said, I want you to hush, but then now I want you to holler. Amen. Anybody here willing to holler when God says so? Anybody here willing to say, God, I heard you and I know what you got for me. So I'm not going to cry with discouragement, but I'm going to holler with expectation of God doing something. They did not know how God was going to do it, but they were willing to obey what God said because they knew that God couldn't fail them, because he had fed them in the wilderness. He didn't allow their feet, their shoes to get old on their feet. He didn't allow their clothes to get old. He gave them water from a rock in the middle of a desert. He gave them food to eat in the middle of the desert. God gave them all of this. And so therefore they knew that God wasn't going to fail them. They knew that God could do anything but fail, lie, and die. They knew that he can do exceedingly and abundantly and above all we can ask or think. So how do I have this victorious life? I have to have a faith that obeys God. I have to have a faith that obeys, first of all, the command that God gives the man of God. Then I have to be able to take an order from God. When God says do something, I have to do it. Come on and say amen. I can't wait and see what people think about what you think about shouting. I don't know about that. I can't wait to see what people say about my shout. Oh, what this shout look like. How cute this look. No, I need to shout right now. I need to open up my mouth, grab my hat, my head back, and say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me, for what you've blessed me with. And so after I've hushed, I've heard God, I learn how to holler. Come on and say amen here. And then the Bible says, let's go on and flip down and look down at verse number 24. And they burned the city with fire and all that was therein, only the silver and gold and the vessels of brass and iron they put in the treasury of the house of the Lord. And look at what God did. God had allowed the walls to fall down, and the Bible said they fell down flat. Now, we used to sing that Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. But do you know the walls didn't tumble? They fell flat. And I found out that it was no way the walls fell to the outside, but the walls had to fall to the inside because the children of Israel were walking around the outside. And so when they begin to shout, the power of the shout, the power of the shout pushed the walls. God had already weakened the walls, but it pushed the walls back, and it fell flat to the inside, all four walls. I don't know which wall fell first, but I do know that the walls fell down. And the Bible said they were able to go in the city, inside of it, and they burned it, and they took everything that was not like God and that God didn't want and destroyed it. And then they took what God wanted, and they put it in the treasury of the house of God. But look, God blesses you so that you can be a blessing to him, so that you can be a blessing to the house of God. Come on and say amen. But sometimes we think God bless us so we can look good. God bless us so we can talk like we've been blessed and brag about our blessing. But God blesses you so that you can become a blessing in the earth. Do I have any witnesses here? But when I look at the walls, how they came tumbling down after they gave out a tremendous shout, the walls fell in on the people. But I wondered how in the world did Rahab survive, being that her house was on top of the wall. And I can't help but think that just that piece of wall that Rahab's house was on, the Lord let it stand. I wish I had somebody here. The Lord let Rahab live through it all. I wish I had somebody. When God has a plan, he knows how to cut you out. Amen. And he knows how to put you in where he needs you to be. And so whatever God wants to do in your life, you need to trust that even if the walls fall, the wall I'm on gonna stand. Amen. We got to learn, get a understanding here. After we've shouted, God then make us overcomers, because we overcome by our obedience. And since I obeyed the Lord, he made me an overcomer. The Bible said that we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. And since we're more than conquerors through him that loves us, I need to just trust in the one that loves me. Because he loves me, I shout. Because he loves me, I march around the wall and hush my mouth. Because he loves me, I just obey and let the presence of God do what it's going to do. Come on and say amen. I just do what God says, because he loves me and I know he'll give me the victory. Amen. And verse 25 says, and Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, her father's household, and that all that she had, and she dwelled in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers at Josh, which was of Joshua, that when he sent to Jericho. Now look at this. The Bible says that Joshua, that he preserved, or he saved Rahab. Now when we look at this, and I'm almost done now, we look at this, we have to understand that Rahab, she was a harlot, the Bible says.
That means she was a woman of ill repute. She was a woman that was a sinner, amen, a woman that didn't really know God, but she had something in her that caused her to hide the messengers. Come on and say amen. And so because of that, the Bible said that Joshua saved her, and not just her, but her entire family, her father's household, everybody that was related to Rahab. And she put the little red thing on her, the little red ribbon on her house, so that they'll know that this is her house. And that red ribbon represented the blood of Jesus. It represented the scarlet blood of the Lord. That if you put it there, I don't care where the walls fall down. I don't care when this government crumbles. I don't care when whatever happens in this world. You need to know that as long as you're covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that everything will work out in your favor. Everything will be all right. Come on and say amen here. And the Bible says that Joshua, who, remember what I told you, his name means Jesus, that when Joshua, whose name means Jesus, when he saved Rahab, he saved not only her, but he saved her family. Come on and say amen. Rahab represents the sinners of the world. Joshua represents Jesus. But because Rahab received the messengers, and what message did they have? The message that God was going to come with his presence and give them the city. Come on and say amen. So because she received the message, I wish I had somebody. If you learn how to receive the message, then God will save your whole house. God will, I wish I had somebody. Anybody waiting on some loved ones to be saved? Well, I'm going to be Rahab today. I'm going to be Rahab, and I'm going to put the scarlet thread at my house and tell them, you need to come because I heard a word from the Lord, and the Lord said he's on his way back. I wish I had somebody here that realizes what God did in the shadow of the things to come. Joshua represents Jesus. Rahab represents the sinners who, when they hear the word of God and they hide it in their household and they hide the word of God within them, they hide the word of God, that causes them to be saved. And look at what it says, and Rahab dwelleth in Israel until this day. What was he saying? He said that she'll ever dwell in the land of Israel. What was the land of Israel? The promised land of rest. And so whenever you receive the word of God, whenever you hide the word in your heart and in your house, come on and say amen, then God will let you live forever in the land of promise, the homeland of the soul. I wish I had a few people here that understood that if I have the faith that obeys God, I'll be able to live forever, because the Bible says in John 3:16, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so what that tells me, if I can just have the kind of faith that will confess Jesus Christ, the kind of faith that will profess Jesus Christ, the kind of faith that will walk in the place where Jesus Christ has told us to walk, I'll be able to have a victorious life. Do I have anybody here that say, I got some walls in my life, preacher? I got some walls that if I can just get a few people to walk around with me, I believe they'll come tumbling down. I dare anybody here to say, I'm going to stop complaining. I'm going to stop my belly aching. I'm not going to tell you how bad I'm doing, but I'm going to tell you how good God is. When you ask, how is it going? And you know I've been through some trouble, I'm going to say it's all good, because it's all God. Do I have any witnesses here that believe that God can do anything? And so therefore, I'm not going to complain. Remember the old songwriter said, I've had some good days. I've had some bad days. I've had some hills to climb. But when I look around and I think things over, anybody thinking right now, I think about what I've been through. I think about the sicknesses I've had. I think about how people lied and talked about me. I think about all the stuff that went on in my life. I think about my shortcomings, my mishaps, my faults and my failures. But when I think think about all of that, all of my good days outweigh my bad days, and I declare I won't complain. Anybody here say, I'm not complaining. I'm going to remain faithful. I'm going to walk the walk, and I'm not going to say anything until God says speak. If God didn't tell me to talk, I'm going to hold my peace and wait for the Lord to speak. Oh, come on and say amen. You see, you got to learn how to hold your peace. And if I can hold my peace, then I can walk in peace. But many times we don't walk in peace. Many times we don't hold our peace. I got to give them a piece of my mind. I got to complain and tell them how bad it is, because I'm looking for somebody to feel sorry for me. I'm not looking for your pity. I'm looking for God's mercy. I'm not looking for your pat on the back, but I'm looking for the grace of God that gives me the strength to move on. I come on and say amen. I'm looking for his grace, because I heard that his grace is sufficient for me, and his strength is made perfect when I'm weak. And sometimes I get weak because of the walls in my life, but I realize I keep on marching. I take another step. As long as I can put one foot in front of the other, I believe I'll be all right. As long as I can keep on moving and not get stagnated. See, some of us get stagnant because we're looking at other people. We're looking at all these things that are around our life. We walk up to the wall. See, I want to show you something again. When we look back at verse number 1, it said that Jericho was shut up. You see, if the world shuts the door, God will knock the walls down. Do I have any witnesses? So it does not matter what door's been shut in your life. Just wait on God. You can shut the door all you want. The next time you put in an application and somebody give a bad word on you, you say, that's all right. You can shut the door all you want. The next time you go try to get a loan for a house and they say your credit score is only about a 550 and you need 630, you say, that's all right, because I'm going to stand here and I'm going to keep on walking. I wish I had somebody that said, I don't care what door's been shut. When they tell you you can't have it and they tell you you can't do it, I dare you to keep on walking. Don't call and complain. Don't start crying. I want you to just walk. Do I have anybody here that say, I'm just walking, preacher? Come on and say amen. I'm just walking. I'm just walking around my walls. Sometimes my walls, they're really thick. Sometimes I got double walls and I can't get through them. Sometimes when I pray, it seems like they're going to a wall and bouncing off. But I dare you to keep on walking. Bring the presence of God. That's what Israel did. They didn't walk by themselves. They took the presence of God. And so wherever I'm going, Holy Ghost, I know you're with me. Holy Ghost, I know you're leading me. Holy Ghost, I know you're guiding me. Holy Ghost, when the walls fall, I'm going to take whatever I can get out of there. I'm going to burn this mess. I wish I had somebody that say, God, he gave me the power to be able to walk. And so while I'm walking, God is still talking. The only one talking today is God himself. I don't want to hear Oprah. I don't want to hear Dr. Phil. I don't want to hear the docs. I don't want to hear CNN. I don't want to read nothing in the magazine. But what I want to hear is what the Lord has to say. Well, the doctor said it looks bad and it looks real sad. But I'm going to say, I heard the report of the Lord. And he said, by stripes, I'm healed. Do I have anybody that say, I'm just walking, preacher? I'm not trying to do anything else, but I'm taking my steps day by day, moment by moment. I'm going to make it. And once I come around and I see it's time to shout, you better hold your ears, because I'm going to shout to the walls fall. I'm going to shout. Do I have anybody that say, I'm shouting until the walls fall? See, what you got to understand is that even if they shut the door, God put somebody in the city that gave favor to you. Do I have anybody here that say they shut the doors, but somebody in there know who I am and know why I'm here. They know what I came to do. Do I have anybody here? They can shed it all they want, but God got somebody that said that person right there, God gave them favor, and I better get on their side. And if God be for us, then everybody else might as well be. Do I have any witnesses? Come on and say yeah. See, we were all walled in. If we were in sin, we were caught up in the world. But God sent Jesus to die for our sin. And there was a wall. Better yet, it was a curtain that was thicker than a wall that separated us from God. But when Jesus died, the curtain in the temple was rent to let every man know that you can come to God. Come on and say hallelujah. You can come boldly to the throne of grace and you can obtain mercy. Anybody here say, I've been a sinner in need of a savior, but now I come boldly to the throne of grace. I can receive mercy because mercy suits my case. Say yes. Say yeah. Jesus died, but he didn't stay dead. That's not how the story is. The story says that in 3 days, he had a borrowed tomb. He said, I got to get up from here because I got to give it back to Joseph. Do I have any witnesses? He had a borrowed tomb that early. If I was in a Baptist church, I'll say it 3 times. Early, early Sunday morning, he got up with all power. Anybody here realize that power was the same power that knocked down the walls? He said, I have all power given unto me in heaven and earth. Anybody here familiar with that power? It's the same power that stirred me on the inside. It's the same power that make me believe when the enemy say it can't be done. It's the same power that say, oh yes, it can, because God can do anything but fail. Do I have anybody here that has the same power? The power of God. Who's the power of God? Christ Jesus in my heart. The Holy Ghost of God. I have power. I have dunamis power. And what does power do? Power gives me victory to have a victorious life. I have faith. I can't see him inside of me, but I know he's there. So if I obey him who's on the inside of me, I don't care what walls come up. I know he's all right. I don't care what gets in my way. I know he's all right. I don't care who lie on me. I know he's all right. I don't care what door been shut in your face. You better shout, I know he's all right. Anybody here? I had to imagine myself. Let me let y'all in on my secret. I begin to imagine this myself. I said, Al, what you would do if you was walking with Joshua? How would you shout? And I said, you know what I'd say? I'd say, I know he's all right. Yeah. Yes. Do you know he's all right? Do you know he's all right? Come on, don't fool me now. What would you say if you was with Joshua and you were about to possess the city? What would you say in order to get the victory? Now, on the count of three, I want you to think about that, and I want you to let out a shout, whatever you would say, because there's going to be a prophetic move. Whatever you're shouting about, whatever you're shouting in front of, I don't care what your walls are, they'll fall down. So on the count of three, hold up. Hush. Let me give you a commandment. Hush for a minute. Don't nobody say a word. going to be Joshua. You be the children of Israel. Gus going to be the ram's horn. Do I have anybody here ready to do this thing? We've been marching around this thing for 6 days, and we're on the seventh round on the seventh day. So now here I'm here to let you know the Lord has given you the city. So Gus, blow the horn. Now it's time to shout, 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 woo! The walls, come tumbling down. The walls, fall down flat. The walls, anybody here? The walls, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you don't have a wall, but you're going to come up against the walls. You ought to shout. Shout. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It don't make sense, but I dare you to try it. It don't make sense, but I dare you to try it. It's in the word. Yeah. 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 I know he's all right. I know he's all right. I dare you to try it. It don't make sense, but you gotta get your walls down. I know he's all right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know he's all right. Yeah. I know he's all right. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now give God some praise for your wall. Falling down flat. My walls are flat. Let me show you something. The walls fell flat. Up until this point, they had been walking on dirt. But God made the walls a sidewalk for them to walk into the city. Oh, my God. Won't God pave a way for you? Hallelujah. God will pave a way for you. You just keep walking. Don't you give up. I didn't see that in the first day. Nothing moved on the first day. The doors were still shut on the third day. The fifth day, I didn't get in. The sixth day, I was tired, but I kept walking. Oh, and the sixth and seventh time on the seventh day, I didn't know if I could make it. But when I shouted, I saw the walls come tumbling down and falling down flat. And I was able to walk in the city. I didn't have to climb the mountain. I didn't have to make a highway. God made it for me. Oh, hallelujah. Do I have anybody today that say, I'm going to walk in obedience. I'm going to hush. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to tell you how bad it is. Because when I look at what God can do, this is not too bad. He can do anything. Do you believe that? God can do anything. He can do it when God shows up. Oh, you just keep walking with the presence. If you walk in the presence of God, that's what they did. They walked and they walked in the presence of God. And once it was all over, they got the city. But look, not only did they get the city, but they got wealth. They got riches. They got a treasury. something they didn't have before. God bless them. Look at what God can do if we just obey. I don't care what your obstacle is. We have obstacles, some greater than others. But I believe today, oh my God, I believe it today, prophetically, that God will. Don't you give up. Don't you stop. It didn't happen the first time, but it will. It will. It will. God, this number seven, the number of perfection.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welsh Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday,